December 6, 2022. Winter has moved in early. This will be titled, "The Gates of Hell Shall Not Prevail Against My Church." I'm going to be writing some notes down as I dwell. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He prepares a table for me in the midst of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My enemies surround me. They are thieving. They lie. They're manipulating. The powers of darkness are pushing, but surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, because that is what is in me. Not that they deserve it, but Jesus does say, do good to your enemies, bless those who persecute you, and pray for those who despitefully use you. For your Father in heaven, he sees all of this. He knows. He knows. He knows about the covenant breakers and warlocks. A covenant breaker is someone who breaks the Ten Commandments. Okay, let's just get direct here. And let's talk about the gates of hell. It shall not prevail. What does that mean? What does that mean when you're camped at the gates of hell and somebody's trying to establish the gates and demonic gates and portals where you are? What are we to do? Well, of course, obviously, first take the counsel of the Holy One of Israel. And trust me, all those who profess to be of the same faith as you do not, in fact, most do not, follow Jesus and the teachings of Jesus and apply them, so that when the storms come, and here they come, they do come, your house is not washed and blown away into the oceans and the sea of humanity's opinion, but you're established on the rock of the mind of Christ.